So they then go cook it up, and even Glenn Beck exposed from the documents how months before they released the coronavirus, they'd already ordered Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, and AstraZeneca to start making the damn shot for COVID-19 in the documents. They even left the real name of the frickin' thing on there. I'm getting angry. Please control yourself, Johnson. So that's where we are. And they wanted to test the censorship, test the surveillance, bring in the control grid. This was just a dress rehearsal, and it's still a dangerous virus, and the shot's 10 times worse. These are megalomaniacs. And the good news is this hasn't gone the way they wanted. They lost their censorship battle, but they're not going to give up. They're going to release more deadly viruses, and they're doing drills of that being imminent, and they're laughing and giggling and getting ready for it, and Lord knows what they're going to release next. Most of the inside baseball from high-level folks, they won't tell me it's super classified information. They just say they have a feeling it's going to be hemorrhagic fever airborne. Airborne Ebola. So, yeah, I'm a little bit desperate. Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned. Yeah, I'm a little bit on the edge of my seat here because I love my family. I love my children. I love you. We're all in this together, and the New World Order is coming down on us right now. If you go back 3 years ago, at the end of this month, it'll be 3 years, and we specifically said what the shots would do, how they destroy your immune system, how they give you cancer, how they reignite and reactivate cancers, how they give you myocarditis and blood clots and heart attacks and strokes and everything else, attack your fertility. It was in all the documents. But you got to ask, why would they do something like that? Well, to corrupt the media and have them sign on to evil. Knowing human nature during a corrupt phase would be to just double down and deny it and accept something even more evil. It's a beta test for mass death. And to get the doctors and nurses and medical companies and governments to sign indemnities to Pfizer and Moderna, pledging the national parks. This came out in Brazil. They wanted to pledge the national parks and military bases there. Turned out in Europe, they pledged the national parks and military bases. And the national parks and military bases, if the emergency authorization shot didn't work and hurt people. Well, they'd already tested it on rats and knew it didn't work and made them sick. That's just one level. It goes on and on and on and on. How that then breaks down society, how it bankrupts the government, how it discredits the government, how it makes an angrier world, how it causes division, how it destroys trust, and how it collapses society, which is what they want, a post-industrial world. Driving back from Big Bend National Park, and I also spent time at the state park. It was amazing. One of my favorite places to go. Great people down there. Like all listeners, basically. Talk about awake. I listened to a couple Jordan Peterson podcasts, and the guy's really smart and well-spoken, and what he talks about is accurate and true, except he stops and says the globalists are dumb and are wrong and just don't like capitalism, and they're just not as smart as those of us that don't want to ban the farms and don't want to shut down the cattle production. No, they want to starve everybody. They want to depopulate us. They're not stupid. They admit it's a plan. And it just goes on and on and on. It's like Adam Carolla was on Fox saying, I want prosecution of the people that gave us the poison shots. And I want them to get in trouble. Because even though they didn't know it would hurt people, they bet on it and their bet killed people. So now they need to get in trouble. They knew the damn shot killed the frickin' rats. It cut their life expectancies at the University of Texas, not just a study. But a national Centers for Disease Control, NIH, national initiative. An initiative is like the drug war or the Manhattan Project. An initiative is an all hands on deck, all major universities that get government funding, what Eisenhower warned of, the technological elite controlling the military industrial complex. It was an all hands on deck. National initiative with Fauci's name on the documents. I've shown this probably 10 times on air. I should dig it back up from 2.5 years ago and show it to you again. People are saying, how do you know it's going to kill us? How do you know it's going to cause blood clots? How do you know it's going to cause infertility? Because they did a COVID coronavirus chimera test over 4 years during Obama from 2008 or so till 2014. I guess it was longer than that, 6 years. And they found what it did to the mice and the rats. So they then go cook it up, and even Glenn Beck exposed from the documents how months before they released the coronavirus, they'd already ordered Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, and AstraZeneca to start making the damn shot for COVID-19 in the documents. They even left the real name of the frickin' thing on there. I'm getting angry. Please control yourself, Johnson. So that's where we are. And they wanted to test the censorship, test the surveillance, bring in the control grid. This was just a dress rehearsal, and it's still a dangerous virus, and the shot's 10 times worse. These are megalomaniacs. And the good news is this hasn't gone the way they wanted. They lost their censorship battle, but they're not going to give up. They're going to release more deadly viruses, and they're doing drills of that being imminent, and they're laughing and giggling and getting ready for it, and Lord knows what they're going to release next. Most of the inside baseball from high-level folks, they won't tell me it's super classified information. They just say they have a feeling it's going to be hemorrhagic fever airborne. Airborne Ebola. So, yeah, I'm a little bit desperate. Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned. Yeah, I'm a little bit on the edge of my seat here because I love my family. I love my children. I love you. We're all in this together, and the New World Order is coming down on us right now. Look at these headlines. New Zealand's preparing to administer unapproved monkeypox vaccine, Infowars.com. Now they're saying they're going to give unapproved cancer vaccines and unapproved flu vaccines that aren't vaccines. They're mRNA gene manipulating programs. And then there's this video. We'll get to it later if we have time, but Roger Stone's coming up. FDA in their virtual meeting yesterday says they were falsely misled, close quote, by Pfizer about the safety of the vaccine and that heart attacks are 71% higher than other vaccines. The vaccines are killing two people for every one life saved. Funny, the CDC admits other vaccines cause heart attacks. Yeah, they fool your body to think there's a viral attack, and most heart attacks are caused not by plaques or things being clogged, but by viral infections. The whole video, hours of it, from the CDC's linked right there. Go watch the CDC say we were deceived. Oh, but if you try to say that, you've got to be censored. COVID-related tech was exploited for mass surveillance, just as we were warned. Of course it was. It was all a rollout for that worldwide system. All these mothers saying they're going to inject their newborn babies and laughing at anti-vaxxers mindlessly, and groups of teachers and medical workers on TV saying the vaccine's totally safe and no one's ever gotten hurt and there's no side effects. Lying to you. I'm going to play these clips next segment ahead of Roger. But remember, even the Times of London reported army spies to take on anti-vax militants going back over 2 years ago using army psyops in every major country to scare the public into submission. COVID psyop exposed. Network of doctors who pushed masking lockdowns on Twitter during pandemic did not exist and were hired by a PR company connected to the Pentagon. The U.S. keeps offering China its COVID vaccines. China keeps saying no. Wonder why? This is good versus evil, period. And these people know exactly what they're doing. Bill Gates says to prepare for the next pandemic, governments across the world should increase spending on a global surveillance team through the UN that tells the countries via the treaty how to respond in a medical emergency. And who controls the UN? Bill Gates and his criminal consortium with total surveillance. Greta Thunberg says there's no back to normal. Was the system was Gabe's climate crisis and a system of colonialism, imperialism, oppression, genocide, of racist, oppressive, and it goes on, run by the very same big banks today. And it just goes on and on. I've got so much more in this stack, but Roger's coming up, and I want to play in that little short segment these clips of these parents and nurses and people pushing the poison shots. That's all coming up. We're going to cover the Ukraine war, what happened in Congress last week with Roger, some really amazing JFK information about President Nixon. It's his birthday today, and so much more next hour. And then we're also going to focus on the IRS, what we already knew, but now it's confirmed. Those 86,000 new IRS agents are to target working class people making less than $40,000 a year. If you want to wreck a society, you target the working poor. And with inflation now, $40,000 a year, as a single person, you can live okay. With kids, you're poor. And they want to destroy those people and run them into the ground to force you onto welfare and collapse society. It's in all the plans. It's the post-industrial world. It's the angrier world. And I know they're trying to make it harder for everybody to shut down independent media. That's why I know it's a sacrifice to support InfoWars, but I'm asking all of you to realize we're essential. This information is essential. We've saved a lot of lives together. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can make one-time or repeated donations right there on the site or buy great products. We're going to have to stop the sale. It will end tomorrow. A vitamin mineral fusion and DNA Force Plus for 50% off because they're about to sell out. Also, Down and Out Sleep Support, our strongest formula. It's back in stock, 50% off. And Real Red Pills selling out, but still 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Corrine in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Honored to be talking with you, Alex. I've been listening since 2016, and I am a financial supporter ever since.
Thank you.
I'd like to promote your nitric oxide product. I actually market a competitor for 20 years. I've done over $30 million in that product, so I know a little bit about nitric oxide. It is, according to the Nobel Prize in Medicine, 1998, it is the key signaling molecule to the entire cardiovascular system, and it is used by every single cell in the human body. And the reason that we can't generate as much as we get older is because the lining of the arteries, the endothelial lining, gets damaged, and that's where it gets generated. So when you're taking nitric oxide, all the other products that your listeners are taking work better, because it's like putting a pump in a fish tank. Everything circulates. It regulates the whole arteries and the arterial system. So I would have every one of your listeners add that product, and all the other products are going to work better, and they're going to protect those ACE receptors.
Absolutely. It's Nitric Boost from InfoWars MD, the new product line. This is a clone that the company authorizes to do it, private label by us, of one of the top-selling Nitric Boost products in the country, already tested, already loved, already five-star reviewed. We're now able to private label it. Hope everybody gets Nitric Boost, available at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD line of products, and then it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Everybody should get Nitric Boost today.
You're watching The American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.